Delcy Rodriguez decrees week of mourning for military killed in Maduro capture operation. By Christian K. Caruso on January 7, 2026. Delcy Rodriguez, the anointed acting president of Venezuela, on Tuesday decreed a 7-day period of mourning in the country for the military officials that died in the January 3 capture of deposed dictator Nicolás Maduro. The left-wing propaganda network Telesur, largely funded by the Venezuelan regime, reported Rodriguez issued the decree during a visit to the José Félix Ribas Socialist Commune in Caracas. "I have decided to declare 7 days of mourning in honor and glory of the young women and men who died, who gave their lives defending Venezuela, defending President Nicolás Maduro," Rodriguez said. "We owe them our gratitude. The images of the lifeless bodies have pierced my soul. But I know that they sacrificed themselves for the supreme values of this republic," she continued. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Globovision, at Globovision. At press time, the Venezuelan socialist regime has not publicly disclosed details on the exact amount of casualties and of any damages caused during Saturday's U.S. law enforcement action in Caracas that resulted in the capture of Nicolás Maduro and his wife, Cilia Flores. International outlets reported that, as of Tuesday, at least 24 Venezuelan army officials are confirmed to have died in the operation, with an additional group of 32 Cuban military officials who guarded Maduro killed in the operation. A revelation straight from Cuba's communist Castro regime that confirmed the decades-long and widely denounced presence of Cuban regime agents in Venezuela helping the country's rogue socialists maintain power despite their illegitimacy. Rodriguez, 56, was formally sworn in as acting president of Venezuela on Monday by her brother, Jorge Rodriguez, the head of the regime-controlled Venezuelan parliament. The Rodriguez siblings are one of the major factions of the Venezuelan socialist regime. Related, Trump, we're in charge in Venezuela. The now acting president served numerous ministerial positions for Maduro over the past years, including the economy, foreign, and communications ministries. Prior to Maduro's capture, she simultaneously served as the dictator's vice president and oil minister. On Tuesday, Venezuelan Attorney General Tarek William Saab claimed that dozens of officials and civilians were allegedly killed during the capture of Nicolás Maduro and that as such, his office would investigate the deaths as a war crime. Saab reportedly did not specify whether the claimed estimate referred specifically to Venezuelans.